Bertemu kembali, bukan sahaja PKS yang menjadi tumpuan, namun usahawan secara keseluruhan turut terjejas teruk akibat pandemik COVID-19. Adaptasi kepada teknologi berjalan begitu pantas ketika pandemik, namun tidak semua berjaya mengubah dengan pantas model perniagaan mereka. Dan juga apa lagi yang harus kita lakukan khususnya di bawah bajet 2022 untuk memperkasakan lagi sektor yang menjadi tulang belakang ekonomi ini. Kita bersama dengan rakan niaga Scale Up Malaysia, Aaron Sharma, yang bersedia pada ketika ini. Thank you so much, Aaron, for joining us. Aaron, first of all, COVID-19 has become a reality check for us to know where we are and how do we build a resilience. As for SMEs, they are financially more fragile than larger firms. They own fewer assets and also cash reserves and score lower on the productivity levels. We've seen so many aid packages from government for SMEs to survive during hard times. However, we want our SMEs to be more resilient. What are some of the quick wins under the budget 2022 to build this resilience?
Good morning, Ajit. It's a pleasure to be with you today. It's good to talk about the budget and what we're expecting for the budget. I think the last 2 years have been interesting. The government has really supported the industry with numerous benefits. We've had Penjana, Permakasa, Permakasa Plus, and Pemulih, right, to help SMEs and startups to kind of survive the last crisis. But that was more about survival. It's more about getting through the last year. And now we're now looking at the economy opening up, more opportunities moving forward. And so I think what the budget 2022 needs to provide is a framework for SMEs and startups to thrive in the economy in Malaysia and around the world as the economy grows, right? So I think of three things that I think are really important to happen over the next year. First of all, is healthcare. I know it's not really related to SMEs and startups, but one thing's for sure, SMEs cannot survive another lockdown. So we need to make sure that, you know, the vaccination rate is done properly and that we are monitoring the numbers so that we don't actually have to go into another lockdown. Because if that happens, a lot of SMEs will be affected way more than any other policy we can come up with. So I think it's really important. The second thing is cash flow. Cash flow is key. A lot of SMEs saw their coffers erased or reduced significantly because of the last 2 years. So we need to make sure that they have access to cash flow quickly. This could be easing out loan application processes or even having the grant programs continue, such as the SME digitization grant, right? The other thing that I think could happen is having some tax incentives for SMEs, right? Maybe reduce the SME tax rate from the 70% it has to put the 10 to like 10% or 12%. I think they'll be very beneficial to SMEs, especially those who are able to make profit. Let them refill their coffers up after a very brutal last 2 years.
Okay. Also, Aaron, digital adoption among SMEs during pandemic has accelerated. However, there are still gaps and we still need to support them. How fast our SMEs basically adapt to the changes in terms of technology and also digitalization? And what's next?
Well, I think this has been a really interesting time for those of us in the digital space, right? It used to be so difficult for us to get a small business to try a POS solution or accounting solution, or even to work with a technology company, because a lot of people are comfortable. But because of the pandemic, people had no choice. Digital helped them not only reduce potential costs, it also helped them to distribute their product through different marketing channels. It helped them to be more efficient, right? But I think the next step will be iteration. There are lots of new technologies that we need to kind of introduce to small businesses and to startups. Things like big data, AI, and other 4IR technologies, which I think are going to be key if we want to stay competitive moving forward. So I think the government needs to double down on all its initiatives to help SMEs digitize, right? Yeah. It should not just be a one-and-done thing. It should not be something that we just did in the pandemic, but something we should continue for the next couple of years so that our SMEs continue to stay at the cutting edge and continue to benefit from the wave of technology we're seeing around the world.
One of the problems faced by SMEs is an acute lack of talent. Relatively poor access to talent and also the lack of suitable talent itself are long-standing issues for SMEs, both of which impede innovation and also digital adoption. Smaller firms also tend to lack of funding and the resources needed to upskill or reskill their workers. It seems like a hard choice for SMEs between tight cash flow and also to train their talents. What can we do to improve on this area?
So the good news is that this is something that I think the private sector and the public sector kind of recognize. So even within the public sector, MDEC has a lot of programs to help upskill and reskill talent, right? And even in the private sector, we have things like General Assembly, we've got Red Beat Academy. These are things to help small businesses, upskill the staff, even for employee who wants to improve their own knowledge base or to learn a new skill, they can learn it in these places. The quick win here would be to help underwrite the costs. I think if the government can help employees and employers go for these courses in a cheaper way, this will be a real plus, right, for SMEs who realize that, you know, my accounting staff I had for the last 10 years needs to learn how to use QuickBooks or one of these accounting softwares, and they need to learn new stuff. Or, you know, this designer I had needs to learn how to code and be able to put up a website properly. These are things that are really valuable, and SMEs need to feel that the government has their back if they want to send their people to get trained, and having any sort of relief in this regard would be really useful. HRDF has subsidies and stuff like that. So, like, make it more attractive for digital skills. If you're studying things like coding or marketing or other things that you can use on the digital for our future that we have right now. Also, we need to kind of do a better job promoting the need to upskill and reskill to the employee itself. A lot of people are very comfortable, but we are waking up to the reality that whereby in 10 years, around the world, we'll see 800 million jobs displaced by automation and AI. And if we as a population aren't ready for it, we'll be on the losing side of that.
And also, Aaron, SMEs could be missing out on vital available financial support and not taking full advantage of them because of the lack of awareness. Same goes to the reskilling, upskilling programs that are provided by the government and also the private sector as well. But the SME, if I can quote the SME survey by the Samantha, for instance, reveals that nearly half of the respondents basically are uncertain of the budget 2021, that was last year, and how they can benefit from it basically. This suggests that there is a need to raise awareness and also improve understanding of the existing measures. Wouldn't it be much easier if we centralized the information? What's your take on this?
I say absolutely. In a way, you're preaching to the choir here, because I think this is something that we really need to do. There are far too many government agencies offering similar or, you know, competing kind of programs and benefits. Each of these agencies, sometimes they don't have one website, they've got multiple websites that people have to go to. So it's almost impossible for you to find out information about what could benefit you as an SME. I mean, even folks like myself, and I consider myself very active in the startup space or the SME space where I work with a lot of companies, even I'm learning about new programs and incentives almost every month, right, that is out there that I didn't know about before. So I think we need two things, right? Clearly, we need one single place for SMEs to go to get all the information they need to get about what benefits are out there for them, and if it's applicable to their particular type of SME or startup. The second thing is, once they get to this page, there needs to be clear guidelines about how they can receive these benefits, and if there's a timeline involved for them to receive it, right? Because I think for SMEs and startups and small businesses, timing is everything. You know, every month is critical, and to be able to know when a benefit can hit them will be really beneficial to them if they were to plan their cash flows and plan their business going forward.
Aaron, also, it is important to ensure that an affordable and high quality digital infrastructure is developed. SMEs digitization, for instance, during COVID-19, requires government and stakeholder support. Public-private partnerships play a key role in facilitating digitization and also automation. Such partnerships might even reduce the cost of basic digital infrastructure. How can we improve on this area, basically?
So I think private-public partnerships is that the government has resources to cut through regulation where necessary, right? And the private sector has the know-how and capabilities to kind of help build some industries in a way that maybe the government is unable to do so. A good example of private-public partnerships is the National Technology Innovation Sandbox, where you're kind of helping people with new technologies cut through red tape and kind of build new industries, right? And digitize different parts of the industry. But it's a bit narrow by focus, by design, of course, and more necessarily benefit the broader group of SMEs and startups. And so I think one thing we can do is really find a way for a platform for companies with new ideas and new ability to decide to kind of reach the government and to kind of bring these services to bear, right? We've seen in our portfolio numerous companies who are trying to improve companies to access to rural communities for connectivity, to help farmers, smallholder farmers as they build their farms, help B40 community workers not only have a technology solution to help them in their day-to-day lives, but also get jobs, and also to help students as well. So there needs to be like a common access point for these smaller companies to have a way to kind of bring these services to the market, and the government can help with this for sure. I'm a big proponent of private partnerships. I think that's why at Scale Malaysia we partnered with TPM and with Magic for our third cohort. And I think one thing I hope to see in the budget is how the private sector and the public sector can work together to revive the economy post-pandemic. Because that's the only way we're going to get out of this, if we get out of this together.
Yeah. Okay, Aaron, thank you so much for joining us at this time. Kita berhenti seketika. Kita akan kembali selepas ini.